Lord. Amen. Let me turn your attention. Well, happy Father's Day. It's been said several times today, but I pray you have a good day, dads. And if you have a dad and he's still breathing air, I hope you'll reach out and touch him today on your telephone or personally or however you're going to do it. Amen. I encourage you to do so. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Let me read there. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. Get this now. But as for me, someone point right at your own self. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. From this scripture, I'd like to preach this. As for me and my house, amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We are asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would encourage us and enable us. And Lord, let your will be done here today. Lord, in our families, in our church, Lord, even in the fathers that are here today, Lord, I pray that you would help me, Lord, to speak to us, Lord, the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. My goal today is, yes, to bring the word of the Lord, to bring something here of the word of God. But also, I want to celebrate fathers. Amen. I've been and am blessed to be a father. What a blessing it has been and is still in my life to be a father. I want to celebrate those that are fathers today. I honor you, fathers, the fathers especially who are faithful fathers, fathers that pray, fathers that work hard, and loving fathers that are here in this service. And I know there are many. I also honor every good father who has gone on to be with the Lord. I've known many fathers in the Lord who have gone on to their reward, and I honor them as well. I'm thankful for those men in my life that influenced me toward Jesus Christ. Amen. Lastly, let me say this. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that's here today, let me say this. The godly principles that will be brought forth today in this service, yes, they're going to be addressed to fathers on Father's Day, but these principles will bless your life if you will hear and apply them to your life. Amen. Yes, I'm talking to dads, fathers. And this is not an easy job, especially in our day. Our world has got a twisted understanding of the biblical principles that God has given to us. It's tough to be a father, a godly father in our day. It's not easy by any measure. The quality of a father can be seen in the goals and the dreams and the aspirations that he sets not only for his own self, but also for his family. Being a father in today's day, where we have so many other forces and influences on the lives of our families, influences that want to infiltrate even the church. To be a godly father is a precious thing. You should not take it for granted. Every godly father is a precious jewel in our lives and in the sight of God. They're precious to our families. They're precious to the church. In a culture today that is way too often downplays, you know, for, I don't know, probably 50 years or more, fathers have been downplayed by media and in movies and sitcoms as the dumb guy who just don't understand. That's not the godly father that the Bible tells us to be. Amen. Our world would downplay the importance of a father. I'd like to lift up that office. I'd like to say just how important it is to have a godly father. Amen. This culture that we're in dismisses and so often gravely distorts the role of dads. It takes courage. It takes conviction to stand against the wiles of the devil, the philosophies of men, and the culture of our day. And I'm saying this, if you're a godly father, you're going to have a whole lot of things that you're going to stand against. You're going to say the truth. Amen. You're going to live for God in an adverse culture. Being a father in today's world, it's not easy. But the Bible makes it unmistakably clear. Fatherhood is not just a role. It's a calling. I am called by God to be a godly father. Amen. The influence of a father, it will absolutely shape our lives. It will shape what kind of home you live in. It will shape not just that generation, but it will shape the generations yet to come. The children that I raised in my home when they were small, they now have their own homes that are being shaped by the fatherhood of their childhood. Amen. Maybe I didn't do a perfect job, but I did the best job I knew how to do. I did the best job that I knew how to do. I would worship the Lord. I would follow God. I would do His will. And to the very best of my ability, I gave an example of a godly father. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 7, it says, "The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." Amen. I can testify today that if you will serve the Lord, dads, it will influence your children to serve the Lord. Amen. It's a precious thing to have a family serve the Lord. One of the prayers I try to pray every single day, God, give us one more family. Amen. And might I add, one more family with a godly father. Amen. You see, fathers They matter. You know, this matters and that matters and we matter and they matter. I tell you, godly fathers matter to God. Godly fathers matter to families. Godly fathers matter to churches. Amen. From the opening pages of Scripture, from the words of the Bible, God doesn't just identify as the Creator, which He is, the great God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And yes, God is the righteous judge that we will stand before one day. But He's not just the Creator and not just the judge. He also identifies as being a father. Jesus taught us how to pray. In Matthew chapter 6, verse number 9, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed or holy be thy name. It's an example that God gave us as Himself being our heavenly Father. God wants godly fathers to lead godly families and to be in a godly church. In fact, it's over and over again in Scripture. It's a common theme throughout the pages of the Bible. It is that God desires to be in a close fatherly relationship with His children. You know, this world is really messed up, where relationships between fathers and children are broken and destroyed and torn apart, and children don't talk to dads and dads don't talk to children. It's not supposed to be like that. I would pray that God would heal those relationships, that God would bring back families into relationship with each other as they have a relationship with God. Amen. And when we have our relationship with God, as we get closer to God and our children are getting closer to God, we get closer together. God wants us to have a close relationship with Him. God wants to be our heavenly Father. He wants to be that father figure in our life. Two of the great fathers' examples in Scripture, I'd like to point out Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus. He was a father by choice, not by biology, at least not at first. His firstborn son, Jesus, God was his father. So Joseph had to have great faith. He had to believe God. An angel visited him and informed him, Mary is going to have a son. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. You can go ahead and still marry her. You see, he had to have enough faith in God to believe God at His word. Do you have enough faith to believe God at His word? Amen. Can you believe what God said in His word? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Joseph had faith. He was not Jesus' biological father, but in every other sense, in all points of caring, and in their home, and in training, and in bringing up Jesus Christ, Joseph was his father in that home. He raised him as his own son. God also told Joseph, yes, Mary is carrying a heavenly child, and that he should take Mary to be his wife, he did. It was a miraculous event. Joseph obeyed without hesitation. He believed God at his word. Joseph protected Mary. He protected Jesus. You see, when he was born, he made sure that they had some form of shelter. Yes, they ended up in a stable. You know the story where Jesus was born. But then when he had word that they were seeking the young child's life, he took them in the night and fled for their safety. I'll tell you what, it would be just automatic reflex to protect my children. It wouldn't even be a moment of second thought. It would be automatic to protect my children. I tell you what, God is our Heavenly Father. Amen. It is automatic. It's by His word. We have His promise that He'll never leave us or forsake us, that He will always be with us, that He is for us. That's how good God is. Amen. Joseph protected Mary. He protected Jesus. He's not recorded as speaking a single word in Scripture. Not one place is a word from Joseph recorded in Scripture. It tells what he did. It tells what the angel said. Yet he's not remembered for being a faithful husband to Mary, although he was. And certainly he was a loving father to Jesus. Faithful fathers, they don't do it because they're famous. Very few faithful fathers become famous for being a good father. But faithful fathers are consistent. They do it day after day, year after year. They are always there being the Father. Amen. The second example I'd like to point out is Abraham. He is referred to as the father of the faithful. Abraham was a builder of altars, of giving of sacrifices. Abraham practiced prayer. He was a worshiper before his children. His children could see his example. I believe, dads, that we need to show our children how to live for God. Not just tell them, but be the example of living for God. Abraham modeled faith. He modeled obedience to God. Abraham obeyed even when he didn't understand. He took God at His very word. See, Abraham was challenged when he was told by God to go up on the mountain and sacrifice his son. Personally, I believe that Abraham believed. You know, he told his servants, they got to the foot of the mountain, "You servants stay here, the lad and I will go up yonder and worship." He didn't call the sacrifice, you know, "Oh, I got to go give an offering." No, he called it worship. "We're to go up on that mountain and we're going to worship. And I and the lad, his son, will return." when he knew full well he was going up on top of that mountain with every intention of giving his son as a sacrifice. They built that altar. I'm sure the boy helped him. They brought wood with him. They put the wood on there. They had the fire. They were ready to, the altar was ready. The fire was ready. The wood was ready. Where is the sacrifice? The Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. And truly, God did fulfill that prophecy. Jesus Christ did come as the sacrifice for sin. He gave himself on the cross at Calvary. It's by this, our Heavenly Father's gift, that gave us the ability to be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you believe what it must have been like when Abraham would have told his son, go ahead and climb up there on that altar. And the obedience of his son to climb up there, tie his hands, put him on the altar, had his knife in his hand, the knife in the air, and ready to slay his son and light that thing on fire. I believe Abraham had every intention of turning that boy into ashes. And he knew that God was going to raise him up and the boy was going to walk down and see the servants at the end of the day. I believe God, I believe Abraham believed God beyond his own understanding. Of course, the angel stopped him. The angel stopped him, put that knife down. Go get that ram. Untie the boy. Let's go get him. They put the ram up there. They made a sacrifice, and the both of them came down. Yes. It was fulfilled. Yes. He went up on the mountain. He did give a sacrifice, and God did preserve them both, and they both returned. I tell you what, God will preserve your family to worship him. It's amazing when I read that story. Yeah. It is absolutely amazing to me. He was an altar builder. He practiced prayer. He worshiped before his children. He obeyed God even in the adverse condition. Abraham is considered the father of the faithful. Yeah. Because Abraham trusted God completely. Faithful fathers will trust the Lord. I didn't always know what every answer would be. I didn't always know what tomorrow would hold. But I do know who holds tomorrow. Amen. It's Jesus Christ. It's the Lord our Maker. It's God and His Word that will prevail. Amen. Abraham showed that the most important inheritance a father can leave his family is the example of faith in God. Amen. We got to give an example, Dad, to our families of being faithful. A father's greatest gift. I want to mention three of them here. One of the greatest gifts that a father can give is time. Someone say time. Time is a gift. In the heart of a child, time is love. Your presence will always speak louder than your presence. No gift, no bicycle, no present wrapped with a pretty bow, no amount of money could ever replace a father who shows up. Showing up is important. Amen. Someone who leans in and spends time is giving a great gift. Amen. Kids, spell love. T-I-M-E. Time. I know we live in a busy life, a busy schedule, but that's not an excuse for not giving time. Even a few intentional, on-purpose moments each and every day of your time is precious. It will influence that child's heart for a lifetime. Love is spelled T-I-M-E. If you love someone, you will give them your time. You can always make more money, but you cannot make more time. That was said by Rick Warren. The second great gift that fathers can give are words. Someone say words. Time and words. Every word is important. Words carry the power of life and death. A father's word especially is impactful. A father's words can build a child with courage and with praise, with helping that child to grow and understand the things around them. Dad, your voice matters more than you can possibly know. You are shaping the mind, the matter within that child's life. You are forming them with a large portion of your words as influence in their lives. Words matter. Dad, speak blessing over your children. Speak it out loud. Say it in their presence. Let them hear you. Bless them in their lives. God, bless my children.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Bless my son. God, bless my daughter.
Yes.
Speak blessing over your children.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Speak identity. Speak faith. Speak affirmation. Well, the rest of the world might be doing those things, but that's not who we are. Show them by your example about living for God. Speak unto them truth from the word. You have a golden opportunity, Dad, to influence the life of your family. Use this great opportunity that I tell you God has given to us. Dad, fathers, hear this word. Tell them. Let them hear you say it. Don't just assume that they know it. Say it out loud. Let them hear you. Say, I love you. Let them hear you pick them up. Encourage them. Tell them they are loved. Dad, you really can't say I loved you first, because you loved them before they even knew you. I loved my children while my wife was still carrying them in her pregnancy. I loved that little baby before that baby was born. I loved them first. Yeah. Alyssa, I loved you first. Tell your children, I believe in you. I believe you can do it. I'm for you. Jim Valeno, an American college basketball player and a coach, and he was later a broadcaster, he said this, my father gave me the greatest gift anyone could give another person. He believed in me. Amen. Dad, believe in your kids. Help them. Be the example. That brings me to the third great gift that fathers can give to their families. And that is an example. Someone say example. Time. Words. Example. Three great gifts that fathers have to give. A father preaches his best sermon, not from a pulpit, but in everyday life, in living life every day. Amen. Your actions teach more than your lectures. Don't do one thing and tell them to do something else. That's not going to work. In fact, it's known to fail. You teach some by what you say, more by what you do, but most by who you are. That's a quote from Mary Shirley Cole, Billy Cole's wife. Charles Keating, the American inventor, said, every father should remember one day his son will follow his example, not his advice. Be the example, Dad, that you want your kids to be. Amen. Yes, they are supposed to look at you. They are supposed to watch you. They are supposed to see how you live. Oh, and one more bonus gift. Presence. Be there. You don't have to be perfect. In fact, I don't know of any perfect fathers other than our Heavenly Father. You know, I tried to be as good as I could, but I still got mad sometimes. I still yelled at him sometimes. I probably didn't do everything right. But you know, I did the best I could to the fullest extent of my ability. I love God with all my heart. I want my children to love God with all of their heart. I want my family to go to heaven. Amen. And Dad, you are going to influence which way the family is going. You are a huge, significant, primary influencer in your home. You don't have to be perfect, but you need to be present. A dad who's there makes a huge difference in the lives of their family. A good father, this is a quote from Billy Graham, a good father is one of the most unsung, unpraised, unnoticed, and yet one of the most valuable assets in our society. I agree with them. They don't get a lot of credit. but they are influencers in our homes, in our families, in our churches. We have, in this service, I want to give a call to fathers. It's never more important to be the kind of father your children need. It's never going to be more important. Right now is the time that it's important to be a good father. Be the man your children need. Dads, be the priest of your home. Be a man after God's own heart. The greatest legacy you can pass on to your children and grandchildren is not your money or other material things, but rather a legacy of character and faith. It's another quote from Billy Graham. Let me close, or I'm getting ready to close here. I want to issue a challenge. Fathers, your voice is needed. In a world full of noise, voices, words, Dad, say the truth. Say it in love. Give the guidance. Cut through the chaos of our world. Fathers, your prayers are powerful and they are essential. We need praying fathers. Amen. You are, Dad, you are the priest of your home. You are. And heaven moves when a father intercedes. God hears your prayers, Dad. Pray for your family. Your consistent love leaves eternal marks on your children's hearts. Fathers, your calling is divine. I'm telling you, this is a job given to us by God. God wants us to be a godly father. You were handpicked by God to shape lives, lead homes, point the next direction toward heaven. Let the world say what it wants. I don't think we know how to stop what the world is saying. But Dad, let your voice be heard in your home. Let your voice be that of a godly father. Let culture shift and refine roles as it may. But let every father here today raise up with conviction and declare this title. Say, see the title on the screen, Dads? Would you say that with me? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Do what you can, Dad. It's a mission by God. We're ordained by Him for this purpose. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me close in this. I'd like to ask our dads to come up, and we've done this other Father's Day. We'll come up in the front, dads. And then our family members come in behind them, and we're going to pray for our dads in our closing prayer. Come on, dads. Come on, men. You may be a future dad. But man of God, he wants to use you to influence people toward him. Praise the Lord. A few more dads coming in. Okay. Come on, family, loved ones. Amen. Come on up and come on up forward a little bit. Men, come on, Ryan. Come on up closer. All these other folks, come in behind this group of men. I'd like to have our church pray that God would give us godly fathers. That God would have his blessing on these men. Would you pray with me? Come on. Reach your hands to heaven right now. Let's pray that God would give us godly fathers. Lord, I love you, Jesus. I adore you. Lord, I'm asking even right now, Lord, that in these men, Lord, in these that are even fathers, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would give anointing, God, that you would give a revelation and understanding. God, you would have us to have godly influence, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, that influence as dads and granddads, Lord, in the influence of our homes. God, I pray that you would bless our fathers. Lord, I pray that you would bless their families. Lord, that you would give them anointing and strength, God, that you would let there be favor in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray, God, that you'd help us to be godly fathers. Lord, let your will, God, be done right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless their lives. Lord, help, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to do your will. God, to have your will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. God, bless these men. Bless our fathers. Bless, Lord God, our own lives. Lord, to be the influencer, Lord, in our home, to be the example, Lord, that you would have us to be a godly father in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Morning, yeah, my cup is overflowing. You have blessed me and I know it, so I owe you my praise. You're the author of my story, and I thought that it was over, but your mercy kept me going, so I owe you my praise. Praises, oh Lord, you deserve. Oh Lord, you deserve all my praises. Oh Lord, you deserve. Only you deserve all my praise.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we glorify your name, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I know I'm far from finished, but your grace is still sufficient, and that what makes the difference. So I owe you my praise. Now I'm standing here forgiven, knowing life is worth the living. You're the God of new deserve all my praise.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Seek God's face. Seek what it is that God would have you do. Amen. And let the Lord, let his hand guide you. Let the Lord bless you. Amen. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. Amen. That's not just for fathers. Amen. That's for everyone that will. Amen. Let the word of God guide you. You have a truth and a rock that you can build your life and your family upon. Amen. Hang on to it. Hang on to it. It doesn't happen quickly. Doesn't happen overnight. Amen. But it is sure. It is a steadfast promise. Amen. We have the sign up sheet for our cookout over here. Check it out. Whatever. There's a lot of different things on there. Amen. This is like classic American cookout style. Amen. And, I know you saw the bell up there. We were asked to participate. The mayor actually asked us to participate in this. It's called Let Freedom Ring, and they're for the 250th anniversary of our nation. They're asking us to ring the bell 13 times, and so for one for each of the colonies. And so at 2 p.m. on that Saturday, we're gonna ring our old church bell. It's almost 100 years old. So I thought that was pretty special. Amen. That one, we still have a bell that's like the old bells. Amen. And two, that they had asked us, I feel that our church was honored that they asked us to participate in that. That's pretty cool. Amen. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That Friday before, I know it says 6 o'clock on the calendar. We're going to try to start at 5. So let's try to start right after work. Set the tent up. It takes about an hour and a half if everything goes well. Amen. And God is good. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for coming today. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. If you have a dad that you want to bring a gift to, come up and see me and I'll get you a gift bag here. Yeah, very good.